Welcome back to After Hours with me, Rick Hogan. This half hour is devoted to two of my good friends. An old friend is David Fink, who I've known for. David, how long have I known you?
It's got to be about 15 years, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and who's been on this show in various incarnations a number of times. David owns the Acorn Theater and is a big activist on the gay scene in Chicago. He also is the guy who... Did you invent Outspoken, David, the storytelling event that takes place at Sidetracks?
Well, I'm the artistic director. There's a team that does it, but it's my vision for the way the show... happens. It's my vision. So
well, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about it with Devlin Camp, one of my younger good friends, who is a distinguished alumnus of Columbia College, but also a couple years ago, I think it was Bill Williams at Columbia who said, "Rick, I've got this very talented kid who's doing a podcast called Mattachine." I did not know what that meant. I listened to it, and as you both know, I was blown away. It was sort of a ongoing, I can't remember how many episodes there were, David, about the early days of gay life in Chicago and across the United States, and it was in its way really terrifying. So welcome to the show, both of you. You're now, Devlin, producing the Outspoken podcast, yes?
Yes, I am. I'm very lucky. I'm thrilled to have this incredible experience with them.
How did that happen? David Fink, tell me how Outspoken started.
Well, Outspoken really started when my friend Art Johnston, who's a activist in Chicago and amazing person. I've known him since the early 80s. He has a great story, and I kept wanting him to tell it. And I said, I kept asking him to tell it in the show. And finally I said, "David, I don't even know what a storytelling show is. Can I go to one? And then I'll let you know if I want to do it." And I said, "Of course." And I took him to the show. Little did he know he was already booked. But
that's your way.
Well, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And after the first story, he said, "This is amazing. Of course I'll do this. Is there a show like this for our community?" I said, "I don't think so." And he said, "You want to do one?" I said, "Absolutely." And because of where I was in life, at that time I had pretty much all the talents and skills and background I needed to do this. I had a clear vision what it should look like. And then it was just a matter of making it happen. And it's been going on more than 6 years now, every month.
Wow, every month at Sidetracks. And yes. It consists of what? If I walk in there on what night?
It's the first Tuesday every month. And although Sidetrack is in Boys Town, it's not a Boys Town show.
Right,
you'll see
right.
The biggest variety of people you'll see anywhere in Chicago in the audience. And we have generally six storytellers, and they all are very different from each other. We try to program to have people that represent whatever aspects of LGBTQ plus we can come up with.
Sure.
We've had people of all ethnicities, proclivities, backgrounds.
It must be, you must have found, and Devlin, you obviously have some familiarity with this before you became the producer of the podcast.
Oh, yes.
It must be, as I've seen, I think back at the old days of the original Poetry Slam at the Green Mill, which started many, many years ago, and how empowering that was for people who were able to get up and tell their stories. That must be an amazing thing to have watched, David Fink.
Yeah, a lot of people are not used to having a microphone handed to them.
Sure.
And to be able to tell their truth. And we work with people that want a little extra help in crafting their story. You know, we want people that are good storytellers and are articulate, but also people with interesting stories and different backgrounds. And sometimes the most heartfelt story might not be the most polished, but it
yep.
really moves you.
Yeah.
And when people speak their truths, even if your background is very different, you can really connect. I mean, we did a show at the Storytelling Festival at the Evanston Library,
mm-hmm.
and Devlin told a story, and a straight cisgender woman was in tears, and she talked to me afterwards about how strongly she related to Devlin's experience and in his story. And although she didn't experience, you know, his journey,
of course,
it related to her life so strongly.
Devlin, how did you first find Outspoken? Now you are, and I do want to talk about everything, Mattachine and everything. You're now the producer of its podcast. But how did you first discover it? And how were you first compelled to get up on stage and maybe the administrations of Bill Williams and the theater department?
Williams is a great influence.
Yeah, on me too. When did you first encounter Outspoken?
I believe I was waiting tables, and I think it was David that was my customer that gave me the card for it, and I'd heard of it before, and I'd heard it was an incredible experience. So I started taking the first Tuesday of the month off every month.
Wow.
And the first story that I heard the first time I ever went was from this man who was very old, and they had to help him up onto the stage, and he told the story about a young love that he had in the 40s, I believe, and it absolutely astonished me, and I was going almost every month until then, and the word goes around about producing a podcast, and so they reached out to me, and it was a long time of us figuring out what we wanted to do, and then when the pandemic came along, we knew we couldn't hold Outspoken, and so we said, let's pull the trigger on this podcast.
Wow. Okay, what is I guess you could just go to outspokenchicago.com, and it would lead you to the podcast?
Yes, or it's on any podcast playing platform. If you listen to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, any podcast app, type in Outspoken LGBT, it'll pop up.
So it's been going on during this lockdown, crazy world. Is it weekly? Mm-hmm. Weekly still, David Fink?
No, it's released monthly. We release it on the day we would normally be having Outspoken.
Gotcha. We got to take a little break and let's come back. David, I know you have been listening to the Mattachine podcast.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure I can't be alone in thinking it's one of the most powerful things I've ever heard. This is season two. Season two returned on June 3rd and Devlin Camp. I remember when we first talked, and you were like, "Well, I don't know if there's. I think I have enough material for another season." They're now 26 weekly. They're 26 weekly episodes. We'll tell you what that's about because I think, you know, in the celebration of gay pride and LGBTQ pride, knowing the history of the movements is essential and important. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back. I'm on the phone with David Fink, the artistic director of the Outspoken storytelling series that has gone on at Sidetracks for many years now and is now a podcast, that podcast being produced by Devlin Camp, who is the creator of the Mattachine podcast, which I reviewed. When was that, Devlin? 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
2018.
Yeah. When Devlin charmingly said, I said, "Do you think there'll be more of these?" You go, "I don't know if I have enough material, Rick. There's a new one." It just appeared in early June. There are 26 episodes, and I don't mean even to laugh at it. The first one was such a revelation for me. I mean, I knew a little about gay history, basically gay history in this town, and the early members of the gay community were absolutely, not only they were terrified, but they were also heroic. David and Devlin, am I making too much of that? What they had to go
not
through.
At all.
Yeah, that's what so impressed me, that you had to hide in the shadows. You had to be fearful of idiots like J. Edgar Hoover to be able to express yourself. And I think it's something, don't you think, fellas, that the world has seemingly changed so, not so fast,
yeah,
but in recent years?
Yeah, it has, and particularly in certain places, and then there are other places where it's not changing so quickly.
Yeah.
But things have moved legally very,
very quickly in the last few years. Devlin, in 26 episodes, what are some of the things you cover in the season two?
Well, it's a much more intersectional story. The first season primarily covers the Mattachine Society, which was taken over by conservative, cisgender, gay white men. But I'm following the story of the movement now. So Mattachinos take the back seat, and we have a lesbian organization that started in 1954. I'm exploring the trans movement in the bars and on the streets of San Francisco and Chicago and New York. Lots of pickets, of course, lots of infighting, government infiltration, FBI hunts, extortion schemes, all sorts of crazy stuff.
Well, and you do it, you did it, and you have a lot of, you've dug deep into whatever archives are available, and you also have dramatic kind of recreations, do you not? With
oh,
voice
yes.
actors.
I love a soapy radio drama.
Who doesn't,
it's
man?
It's the queer people. We got to give them the theater.
Who doesn't? You must be now. I mean, podcasting is a sort of brave new world. You must be terribly accomplished at it now. Do you feel that you are stretching your creative wings as far as they can stretch?
They're stretched as far as they ever have been.
Yeah.
I don't know if I... I don't know how much further I can go. We'll see.
Talk to me.
But I'm having a lot of fun, and I'm learning a lot, not just about history, but just about production and
sure.
and selling a show and creating a narrative for people to follow. And it's putting my TV writing degree to use, so I'm having a good time.
David, when you decided, because of the current state of affairs in this country, that it might be a good idea to do a podcast since you can't do live. Did you immediately think of Devlin?
Talking about podcast was part of our vision from day one. So we started recording stories from the very first show.
Wow.
So we have archived almost 500 stories, I'm guessing. And we're just kind of waiting for the right, so things force us to come together and, say, okay, we have the time and the energy and the resources to do a podcast. Let's do it now.
Well, Ben Anderson will link to both podcasts on the website for this show. Is it what challenges Devlin are involved in doing Outspoken? It's a vastly different kind of thing. It's a single narrative stories. How do you string them together, or how do you?
It's an absolutely different experience
than the
Mattachine podcast because they've, as David just said, wonderfully archived 7 years of stories. So it's been a lot of emailing and calling with Brad Maloff, the manager of SciTech, and deciding what we want an episode to be focused around. So I'm digging through the archives and finding themes and curating a diverse group of we do 3 storytellers on the podcast instead of 6 at the live shows.
Yeah.
So we have chosen stories from 2016 and then 2020 and 2018, and it'll be a 70-year-old black trans woman, and then it'll be a young gay kid, and it's a whole unique lineup. It's very fun.
God, it sounds fabulous. It's available now, is it not?
Yes, it is.
It is. And are you releasing the Mattachine Season 2, as I like to call it, in any specific order, or is it all available now?
It's weekly, so I don't overwhelm people.
Well, but I would recommend, it would be kind of overwhelming. As I recall, the first season, the episodes were, 30, maybe 20, 30, maybe as long as 40 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Is that about right?
Yeah, and these vary in length, so I really just let the story dictate how long the length of an episode is going to be, because I don't want to cut anything that might be important to the true history. I don't trim out anything unless it's absolutely unnecessary, because I want to tell the full truth of what happened. So there is one episode this season that's a little over an hour, but it covers transgender history from ancient Sumeria to 1954. So a lot packed in there.
Would you recommend, I don't want to be in the business of recommending, would you recommend someone listening to the first season before dipping into season 2, or does it matter?
It's not necessary. Absolutely not necessary,
okay.
But it is a nice little preface. yeah, for what's to come.
It sure is. It sure is. And do you ever get an idea of your audience for this thing? I'm still, you know, a sort of gorilla when it comes to, you know, modern technology. Do you have a sense of who is listening and how many?
That is a challenge for both of these podcasts, for Outspoken and Mattachine.
Yeah.
Because podcasting is so new, it's often hard to tell how many people are listening unless you're running ads where people are putting in codes on a website for
sure.
For ads. But you get a rough idea from the website of it. It kind of gives you a guess as to how many people are listening.
Yeah.
And Outspoken is, of course, taking off very well because there's a lovely Sidetrack fan base built in.
No question.
And yeah. And
you'll keep
the podcast is picking up into the four digits, so I'm pretty happy about it.
good. I mean, I got to try to write about this again because I literally was, as we used to say in the 60s, I was blown away by that first season. And David, I have not yet listened to the Outspoken podcast too, but I can only imagine. You two guys can be really proud because this is a way to spread the word far beyond the confines of Sidetracks or the Acorn Theater or anything else. I think it's an important thing. Do you guys feel that?
Yeah, absolutely. And my mother, who knew little about LGBTQ stuff, said she kept going to Outspoken. She said it was like a window into a world that she never knew existed. And she said that after attending the show, she was less likely to judge people that seem very different than she is because she sees things that they have in common instead of just the differences. And people she thought she would have nothing in common with and couldn't relate to them, she's finding she relates strongly.
Yeah.
So it changes people.
Well, and I think also I'm a big believer in knowing the history of various movements and the history just because it does inform the present in a million different ways. How are you guys holding up beyond you, Devlin, working your behind off with all this stuff? How are you guys holding up? How are you guys holding up during this interesting time in American life?
Quarantine's been great for podcasting.
Podcasting and books and comic books and everything else. Are you holding up okay, both of you?
Yeah, I'm writing something every week. I'm taking a class to gain skills and helping people that have problems, not really offer therapy, but do no harm techniques to talk to people. And my days are going by pretty well.
Devlin, you must be, I mean, you put together the 26. Are you doing this on a rolling basis, Devlin? Or are all the 26 episodes of the second season in the can, as they say?
They are not all in the can. I'd say about half the season is in the can. It's all written. It's all recorded. It's just a matter of post-production right now.
Sure.
So it's overwhelming, but not too overwhelming. I'm having fun with it.
Well, one of them stars the aforementioned Bill Williams. How could you go wrong?
Yes, he's playing Frank Kameny. He's incredible in this role. It's the best casting I've ever done, and he's dying. What a star. I'm so excited for people to hear Bill Williams.
Me too. Well, I'll be listening. We'll link to both of these on the station's website, and you know my deep affection for both of you, and I miss seeing you.
As soon as we can.
Yeah, no kidding, man. No kidding. This is strange times. But indeed, as you say, very, very, very good for podcasting. Thank you both. And I wish, you know, you can't come in the studio for who knows how long. And It'd be fun. Next time, as soon as people are allowed in the studio, you two will be among the first. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank
Rick.
You both. David Fink and Devlin Camp, two grand talents and podcasting moguls. Now, that's what I'm going to call you guys, podcasting moguls. Ben Anderson, the producer, will put up the links, too, so you can listen to it. And we will be back in a few minutes.